Well, I mean, what they're afraid of is the competition that will, that if there is a government plan that's going to, you know, that's going, that that is more cost effective, that that's going to drive down you know, what they can collect in premiums. So I think we're at a very interesting point in American history. You know, I am guardedly optimistic. Now, there are people who, there are feminists who rightly say that nobody should, you know, who, you know, nobody should vote for this bill with any of this abortion language in it, because it sets back women's rights so far, in terms of, you know, abortion is a constitutionally protected right. There are single payer advocates who say don't vote for this bill because it's way too weak. You know, I'm an advocacy journalist, and my personal opinion is that, you know, if you have lived without health care for any length of time, and I did at a point live without health insurance for a couple of years because it was beyond my reach, you know, something is better than nothing right now. And we can keep pushing on the other things.
And with the abortion, you know, Stupak, et cetera, you know, I shouldn't say this perhaps, but to me, it's kind of extending the Hyde Amendment to all women.
I think you're right. I think if it applied evenly to everybody, I mean, if it was something that was that provided an impediment to everybody, yeah, I think you're quite right that it would never have been left to stand these 30 years. And because it does, you're right. What this language will do will pretty much extend that logic to and its results to middle class women. Of course, wealthy women will still, as ever, be off the hook.
Just this week, you know, President Obama said, single payer, you know, it's a good idea. It works, but it won't work here.
Right.
And, you know, the columnists, everybody said, oh, that was so fantastic. He got the pressure off. But I thought, well, actually, that is a tribute to, you know, many of the physicians, PNHP, all these people who have gone out, gotten arrested, kept that ball going, because, frankly, they're dealing with the 44,000 that are dying every year.
That's right.
And people like you and many, many others that have had periods of with no health insurance, and just how terrifying it is.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and then you get to a certain age and you're completely uninsurable anyway, especially if you're a woman, you know. And listeners, I'm not talking about old age. Are you over 40?
Yeah.
Forget about it. Don't even try. I mean, it's virtually impossible to get insurance at an affordable rate. You can only live a certain amount of time before you have a pre-existing condition, A. And B, women, you know, go to the doctor. Hello? You know,
yeah.
we get things screened. We have mammograms. It really is. So it's exciting. It will be brutally disappointing if this can't go through.
Nancy Pelosi says no, they're not going to vote next week, yet they really want to get it voted on before they leave for Easter break, because the old saying is after Easter break, they're all going to be campaigning, you know, for the
right.
And do you see that you know, while there isn't actually a time limit, so to speak, that it's kind of going to have to go down next week or before break?
Well, I mean, that is certainly what is the most desirable. I think it's so fluid right now, Mary, it's hard to say for sure. But if you look at what they managed to do before the holidays, which was a similar, you know, kind of a deadline, I mean, they managed, both chambers managed to pass their bills. You know, it's just that... As somebody said recently, you know, Nancy Pelosi never loses a vote because she doesn't move a bill until she has the votes. And she really doesn't lose votes. She's very good at whipping her, you know, the process called whipping, which is vote counting. And it's very fluid. I mean, right now you have Congressman Luis Gutierrez threatening to withhold his vote because of the immigration provisions. And that's all about horse trading. You know, he's going to try to get in exchange for his health care vote, likely some immigration, a promise of immigration reform being taken up in this Congress. So while all this horse trading is going on, it's very difficult to say when the votes line up.